Blog Talk Radio.
But Wall gets the rebound, throws it out to Thompson. Thompson with the three, and it's good. The place is a record here. The players get out. As Tobia tries to go with the shot, he goes left, scores ahead of by number two, Colin Marshall.
It's waiting for the field goal. That is good. That is gorgeous. You have got to be kidding me. He blocked it and caught it at the same time, and he's going to bring it to the house for another Franco's prep touchdown.
For the first time in school history, the St. Joseph hockey team are state champions.
You're listening to WSJP, the voice of all things St. Joe's Prep.
Hey, this is Coach Infante, and you're listening to WSJP, the home of prep football.
And welcome to the Opaque Fieldhouse on the campus of Kutztown University. I'm John Pease, joined by Stephen Kane, as we are here for the St. Joe's Prep's first-round state playoff game against the Reading High School. And now I'm going to bring in my color analyst, as we are just over a minute into this game, tied at 0-0. Stephen Kane. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. I'm really excited to be covering this game. Obviously, the prep last week, they beat Olney, and, you know, it was a big upset, I thought. Like, you know, they weren't really expected to win that game, and now they're here in Kutztown playing, so it's really great to see.
Trevor Wall now passed out to Brian Gayton, who misses a three, but St. Joe's Prep is going to maintain possession as they will inbound the ball. Right beneath the basket, Jimmy King inbounds out to Trevor Wall, right around midcourt. Wall working to his right, fires to Brian Gayton in the corner. Gayton works back out to the top of the key. Gayton back to Wall. Trevor Wall. 6:14 left in the first quarter, tied 0-0. Trevor Wall works his way down into the paint, and Wall cannot finish. Rebounded by Rene Rodriguez. The Red Knights come down the court. Red Knights. All up for a basket, and it is Daniel Alcantara who knocks down a two. They just prep now being pressed by the Red Knights, and Brian Gayton gets the inbound. Gayton coming down the court. Settles things down at the top of the key. Very loud environment here. Fan base for the Red Knights getting wild. Trevor Wall works his way around, hands it off to Jimmy King. King finds Gayton. Gayton's open three, and he knocks it down. St. Joe's Prep takes the lead 3-2.
Yeah, great three there from Brian Gayton's there. It was a nice little kick out there by Trevor Wall. Good find there. And, I mean, that's really just the key. They got to knock down their shots if they really want to win this game, because they're definitely not going to out-rebound this ferocious Reading goal of this Reading Knights team.
So Jose Barrera working around the top of the key with the ball. Barrera fires it over to his teammate, who shoots a three, can't knock it down. That was Daniel Alcantara. And that one goes out of bounds. And St. Joe's Prep Hawks will take possession.
Let's see, a good defense there from Richard Thomas there. Good lockdown. And you know, really just a great play from him there.
To Chris Arizin, and he gets an easy two. So St. Joe's Prep, strong inbound play there. As Alcantara now takes into the paint, kicks out to the corner. Shot not taken. Joey Chapman passes it out to Jose Barrera. Barrera at the top of the key. Hands it off to Alcantara. But now the offense now. As Alcantara shoots a three from the corner, no good. Rebounded by Trevor Wall. And he'll be pressed on his way up the court.
Yeah, great rebound by Trevor Wall there over the giant Moro Asumanu. I mean, they really need those defensive rebounds are huge, really trying to limit the Reading Knights from getting on a big run and scoring.
But Trevor Wall running an ISO now, gets inside the paint, and he cannot finish the left-handed layup. It's rebounded and kicked out to Barrera. Barrera can't finish, and Rich Thomas for St. Joe's Prep grabs the rebound. Barrera pressing Thomas all the way back. Rich Thomas now crosses half court. Jimmy King with the basketball. Being guarded by Moro Otumanu.
Yeah, I mean that matchup's really going to be key for the prep trying to exploit that. Trevor Wall's going to have to use his speed to get past the big man there, Moro Otumanu.
And Otumanu takes this one away, and Rich Thomas called for a foul on Otumanu. So we have our first real stoppage of play here in this one. 3:20 left to go in the first quarter, and right now just a 3-2 score with St. Joe's Prep leading.
Yeah, very defensive so far. I mean, you know, I really like what I'm seeing from Richard Thomas defensively. He's really stifled a lot of Jose Bria shots, and, you know, that's really what the Prep needs to do to keep this game close because they're undersized.
So Barrera now checks out of the game, and they work it inside, and that's Moro Otumanu goes up for two, and he gets the layup. The St. Joe's Prep being pressed now with Jimmy King. Joey Chapman was subbed out of the game for the Red Knights. And Trevor Wall works his way into the paint before being stopped and kicks it back out to King. King in a one-on-one makes a nice move and gets inside, and King makes the mid-ranger right in the face of Daniel Alcantara.
Yeah, that's one of the things with Danny Alcantara is usually this team is filled with a lot of really great defenders. But, I mean, he struggled defensively. He's a good offensive player. But
Otumanu for three, and he knocks that one down. Otumanu, it's his first three of the game.
He's really showing his versatility as an all-around big man. I mean, he's being the modern big man by showing that, you know, he can handle the ball, pass it. He shows athleticism, can even run fast breaks, and a great three from him there. Gives the Reading Knights the lead.
And Jimmy King pulls for three from the top of the key, and King knocks it down. So, just like that, St. Joe's Prep answers right back. That one out of bounds, and the Red Knights will maintain possession.
Yeah, those are just the plays that nothing happens, really. I mean, they still retain possession, but it still benefits the Prep.
So Joey Chapman shoots a three right off inbound. It's no good, but a really strong rebound by Rodriguez, and he puts it back up for two.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Gatens and Jimmy King had no chance trying to sky for that rebound over the 6'6" Otumanu. And, I mean, he's their leading scorer for a reason. Great play by him. He gives the Knights the lead.
You know, Steven, you know, most teams have a pretty significant height advantage on St. Joe's Prep, but honestly, in this case, it's not that much. But St. Joe's Prep comes down, and Trevor Wall once again cannot finish the layup. But St. Joe's Prep, right, in terms of height, they are right in this game.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I mean, you know, we've seen, you know, I mean, Trevor Wall got that nice rebound over Otumanu, right? I mean, even though he's the tallest guy on the court, he's not that much taller than Trevor Wall by 3 inches, so.
So Alcantara now fires from three, and he knocks it down for the Red Knights. They steal the inbound, but they fire it out of bounds. They'll say it was tipped by St. Joe's Prep. So the Red Knights hit a three and get their ball right back. A nice burst of momentum for them.
Yeah, I mean, Alcantara and Jose Bria are their two top shooters. I mean, it's really important. And it was really big for Otumanu to hit that three, really try to get more three-pointers going.
And they inbound it right away. It's shot put up by Alcantara, and he hits the three from the corner. So the Red Knights are getting hot right now. I think they're threatening now, trying to beat the press. Trevor Wall coming down the left side. St. Joe's Prep now trying to slow things down. Jimmy King whips it across the court to Wall. Wall drives baseline, tries to kick it to Chris Harrison. Harrison can't handle the pass. And just like that, the Red Knights once again in a fast break. Alcantara goes up, it's fouled. So he'll get two shots at the free throw line. Brian Gayton's called with the block.
Yeah, I mean that's one of the that's one of the tricks that Brian Gaitans loves to play on play on you if he's guarding you is taking charges. But that time, and that time it actually worked out for them. And a good play there, and it stifles the momentum for the Reading Knights.
So St. Joe's Prep nearly turns it over off the inbound once again. Instead, Jimmy King made an athletic catch. Trevor Wall drives down the right baseline. Finally, he gets one to go. And the first quarter comes to an end with St. Joe's Prep trailing the Red Knights of Reading High School 15-10. So, since we had to start a little bit late because the game was a bit early, we're going to keep it right here. Steven, just what can you tell us about this Red Knights team coming into today's matchup?
Well, John, the Red Knights, they came in and they lost their district championship game against Wilson High School, the top seed in the tournament, by 2 points, 58-56. They got outscored 20-6 in the second quarter, which is really what ultimately did them in. Denham Adams, he's on their bench, and he led the team in scoring 14 points and a mind-boggling 13 rebounds. Morosumanu, we've called his name a lot. He had 12 points and 6 boards in his last game. And Daniel Acontrada also had 10 points, right? And he knocked down a 3-pointer earlier. So definitely these key players throughout the season for these for the Reading Knights have stepped up once again today. That's been the narrative for them. They're 18-8 overall throughout the season. Their head coach is Rick Perez. It's in its ninth year. And they've really rebounded well with the loss of 8 seniors, including Wesley Butler, who averaged 21 points a game for them. So, they've been a very consistent program throughout the last couple of years.
Yeah, you talked about that loss there coming off to Wilson High School. And this is a team that's only lost 8 games this year. All four of those 8 losses have been to Wilson High School. So that just kind of tells you about how good that top seed in the tournament really is. And St. Joe's Prep now will start the second quarter with the basketball. Trevor Wall brings it up. Wall finds Rick Thomas now, who dribbles near the top of the key, goes right a little bit. He tries to break his way and fires to Brian Gaitans in the corner for 3. Gaitans can't hit, but Chris Harrison rebounds, stripped from him, though, by Joey Chapman. Chapman bringing it down the court on a fast break, fires into the paint, and Denham Adams, who you just talked about, makes it 2.
Yeah, this team is really just, they feast on their fast break opportunities, really good from fast break.
Trevor Wall fires Gaitans. Gaitans fouled on his way up. That's going to be 2 shots at the free throw line for the senior shooting guard.
For only in the game against Olney, really everyone was playing well. Brian Gaitans was really the only one who had a little bit of trouble. Usually he's one of the leaders in scoring. Sometimes he's up there even with Trevor Wall in terms of being the prep's leading scorer in some games. So it's going to be important. It's going to be imperative for him to really, have a big night or have a big afternoon, and, take the scoring load off of Trevor Wall. That's really the main key if they want to win this game.
So Brian Gaitans knocks down both at the free throw line. St. Joe's Prep cuts the deficit to 5. As the Red Knights working around the perimeter, this one turned over. Instead, they fight for it back. And Rein Rodriguez, an aggressive play to get the basketball back. And Osumanu then was fouled as he went up for 2. And he'll be sent to the line.
Yeah, Brian Gaitans, a very tenacious defender. As we said earlier, he's not afraid of taking contact. And right there, that was a perfect example of that, certainly, John.
So the first free throw will not go for Osumanu. 7 minutes exactly remaining here in the second quarter, 17-12 in favor of Reading. Osumanu does not get the second free throw to go either. Rich Thomas snags the rebound. St. Joe's Prep now. Trevor Wall dribbles back into his own corner off a press. throws it out of bounds off the leg of Osumanu. A risky play there by Wallace. He just started backing up further and further into his own corner, and there was nowhere to go.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, it was also a smart play. I mean, he was cornered. There was really nothing else he could have done. He didn't panic, and he kind of just knew that if he bounced it off the opponent's leg, Rainey Rodriguez's leg, it would get the possession back. And who knows, you get some more points here, it really makes him look good.
The Wall drives the lane, and he goes up for a nice right-handed layup. Acrobatic finish. 17-14 now. Jimmy King gets a steal. King coming down on a fast break. Pulls up for two, and a nice shot by Jimmy King as he sinks that one. Split the defenders on his way down to the fast break and finished nicely from two. Reading High School now, it's time to work it down to the corner, number 24. Reading Rodriguez passes up a three, kicks it back to the top, Denham Adams. Denham Adams fires it over to Alcantara, who now dribbles around. Alcantara passes to Rodriguez. Rodriguez works it inside. And he goes up for two. Or Osumanu, rather, takes the two and knocks it down. St. Joe's Prep trails 5-3 here. They get it in the paint to Brian Gaten. Gaten's blocked by Denham Adams. And a fast break now for the Red Knights. They're going to slow up. And it's stolen by Rich O. Hill. And King coming down the court in a two-on-one. Hill. Ball tips, passes out to Arizin for three, and Chris Arizin knocks down the three-pointer. We are tied at 19-all.
Yeah, beautiful composure there from Richard Thomas. After getting mauled by Rainey Rodriguez there on the fast break, he kind of realized he didn't travel, kept his cool, kicked it out to Chris Arizin, three-pointer, tie game.
Now David Alcantara fires from three and can't knock it down. They just prep on the rebound. They bring it back down the court. Trevor Wall working his way right around the half-court line. Davis Prep trying to get some off-ball motion. Chris Arizin now comes up to the top to get this one. Arizin kicks out to Rich Thomas, who drives in, tries to find Arizin again. This time it's stolen by Alcantara, but a travel falls. So St. Joe's Prep is going to get the ball right back as now Jose Barrera will check into the game, as well as Ermel Larenoville.
Yeah, Alcantara really shooting this, really shooting the Knights in the foot. I mean, you know, looks like they would try to break the tie, but again, more momentum for the Prep here midway through the second quarter. So,
midway through the second quarter, St. Joe's Prep calls timeout as we are tied 19-19 with 4:34 to play. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dennis Hart, Director of Athletics at St. Joe's Prep. You're listening to WSJP, your home.
Hello, this is Mrs. McKinley, English teacher at St. Joseph's Prep, and you are listening to WSJP.
And welcome back to Cookstown University, as I'm John P. joined by Stephen Kane, as Chris Harrison now drives down the court for a quick bucket with 4:15 to play. St. Joseph's Prep takes their first lead in a while, 21-19. So Jose Barrera drives the paint, can't knock that one down, and rebounded by Chris Arizin. Arizin fires over to Trevor Wall. Wall hits the paint to Brian Gaten, who puts up a nice backhanded layup. A really good pass, though, by Trevor Wall to find Gaten in the paint.
And that's one of the things that isn't talked about is Trevor Wall is his leadership and his good passing ability. Great vision from him there, and it's good to get Brian Gaten's confidence up with that bucket. Maybe he'll go on a tear, a scoring spree, hopefully. That's really what this team needs.
That would definitely help Steven So Joey Chapman now got the ball, passes it back to Jose Barrera. Barrera gets a screen. Now Chapman drives to the paint. Chapman goes up for two, can't get this one to go. Rebounded by Chris Arizin. Jump ball call. Arizin holds on to his hand. Looks like he might have got shaken up a bit, but nothing too serious.
Yeah, but a big break there. I mean, that was just really poor from Joey Chapman. I mean, he completely almost just stood still in the paint and went up. All the defenders knew he was going to do with it right there.
So a bucket there, time by Chapman, as you just mentioned him. Gets on to go finally, and St. Joe's Prep gets the inbound. 23-21, 2:46 left to play in the first half. Jimmy King now for the Prep Pirates to Brian Gayton. Gayton's open for three. Misses this one short. Rebounded by Barrera, who's taking it down the court. Barrera fires out to the corner to Chapman. Chapman's three does not go. This is Prep and Brian Gayton come down the court. Gayton's back out to Trevor Walsh. They'll slow things down. 2:20 to play now in this half. The Wall drives the paint. Wall's got an opening. Wall left-handed layup goes. A nice finish by Wall there. A little bit of traffic. Turned over this time. Bad inbound pass. Rich Hill collects it, and St. Joe's Prep is going to keep the basketball.
Yeah, the turnovers have just really, I mean, they've really been a problem for the Knights in the second quarter. And it's, you know, it's really costing them, you know, every time it seems like they get a nice bucket or something good happens, it's just a turnover negates it. Really poor from them.
Rich Thomas drives the paint, can't get this one to go. Nice rebound by Brian Gayton, who kicks out to Trevor Wall, and Wall does not hit the three. This one rebounded by Adams. They take it up the court. Barrera's going to go up for two, blocked out of bounds. So a couple substitutions now for Redding as Osumanu re-enters the game, as well as Cruz Beasley, who checks in for his first minutes.
Yeah, and this will be a big series here, you know, closing out the half, you know, with these substitutions.
Deep
and you get the momentum rolling.
Deep three by Barrera, and he knocked it down. Wow, Barrera. Well beyond the three-point line, still is able to hit. Impressive shot.
And that just shows why he's their primary three-point shooter. He's made the most threes on their team for a reason. And, I mean, you know, it could be the spark to really getting them back into this game.
So Trevor Wall dribbling around the top of the key. Wall drives in and it's blocked by number 21, David Alcantara. Saints of Prep will keep possession.
Yeah, I mean, David Alcantara is really good at, I mean, you know, at defense and really getting the turnovers and the steals and the blocks. He had three steals in the district semifinals game, actually. So, I mean, he's really good at pickpocketing the ball from people he's going up against. So, I mean, a good play there from him right there. It's just really important that for the Knights, if they really want to win this game, they really need to maintain that defensive, their strong defensive presence.
So Rich Thomas now drives down, tries to kick it out to Gayton. Stolen by Barrera, though, and Alcantara comes down the court untouched. Hooks that basket, and so just 8 seconds left. Clock running down. St. Joe's Prep has a chance for one more shot. Foul called. Looks like it's going to be on Joey Chapman. So St. Joe's Prep now 4.6 seconds to play. Just surrendered the lead. Went down 26-25, and a chance to take the lead once more before heading into halftime.
Yeah, and Richard Thomas, I mean, he's played a great game so far, but he made his first mistake, really, his first really impactful mistake with that poor pass there. Just, you know, I don't really know what he was seeing there. It was just, he got a little greedy trying to set somebody up for a three ball, maybe, but it just really hurt them.
So, St. Joe's Prep inbounds it. It's stolen, though, and down the court comes the Red Knights. Rene Rodriguez just could not finish the look, though. So that's going to take us to halftime. 26-25, the Reading Red Knights lead the St. Joe's Prep Hawks. And we're going to take a quick break here on WSJP. When we come back, we'll have our all Hawks talk at the half show.
Hi, this is Dennis Hart, Director of Athletics at St. Joe's Prep. You're listening to WSJP, your home for prep athletics.
Lambert & Associates is the region's leader in executive search, specializing in recruiting exceptional professionals for positions in nonprofit leadership, fundraising, marketing, and communications. Located locally in Havertown, Pennsylvania, Lambert & Associates conducts searches nationwide with clients that include higher education, independent schools, healthcare, and other mission-based organizations. Visit their website at www.lambertassoc.com. That's www.lambertassoc.com. Lambert & Associates is a proud supporter of St. Joe's Prep, WSJP, and Prep Football. Go Prep!
Alumni, parents, and friends of the Prep, are you grateful for a Prep education? Do you recognize the value that the Prep has provided for more than 160 years? If so, then the Prep needs your support. A gift to the Prep Fund ensures that today's students will benefit from our special brand of education, an education that develops the minds, hearts, souls, and characters. So give now. Together, we can show today's students the loyalty and commitment of our Prep family. Go to www.sjprep.org/giving to make a donation. That's www.sjprep.org/giving.
Hi, this is Coach Coyle. You're listening to WSJP, your home for prep soccer.
So welcome back to Kutztown University. I'm John Pease, now joined by my statistician, our hard worker this afternoon, Mike McKeon. And Mike, overall, we had a good first half there of basketball with the Red Knights of Reading High School leading 26-25 so far, so a one-point game. I mean, I don't really think we could have asked for much of a better first half. So just overall, kind of, you know, guide us through your initial takeaways and thoughts of that first half of basketball.
A lot for my first half was tempo. Reading was going really fast. It was keeping hard for Prep. It was hard for Prep to keep up, and I really think if Prep wants to win, they're going to have to set the tempo themselves and not follow the Knights. The Reading Knights is tempo.
So, you know, we talked about that, but, you know, moving more into individual performances, there were a lot of good players that kind of stuck out early. To me, was Daniel Alcantara for Reading High School. Kind of talk about him and his impact in this game and on the stat sheet.
Yeah, Alcantara is having a big day. I do want to keep eyes on Denham Adams. He's one of their best players, but he's coming off the bench. He's 2 for 4. Only has 4 points, but he can be dangerous in the second half. As you said about Alcantara, he is doing really well. He's only 40% from three, though. If he keeps up, he'll become a dangerous threat.
So now another player for St. Joe's Prep now, moving on to the Hawks, is Brian Gatens, the senior shooting guard. So far, he's only hit 1 3 in this game, but he's got 7 points, which is tied with Jimmy King for the team lead. How has Brian Gatens done so far, and what can he do more of in the second half to get that impact to be even bigger?
Gatens, I've been seeing he's been drawing the foul. He's been coming for the contact, and he's been getting it a lot. They had a charge called on Knights earlier, which really helped on a 2-on-1 fast break. It's really attributed to the Prep. I think if he continues to play for the foul and get open looks and keep on scoring, he'll do great.
For sure. And defensively in this game, I mean, even though St. Joe's Prep has given up more points, I still think that if you look at it just defensively, the Hawks have actually played better. I mean, they've been forcing the turnovers a lot more. They're getting the ball. You could attribute that a little bit to sloppiness from the Red Knights. But for St. Joe's Prep, I would say overall, they've put together the better defensive performance. So how do they use that defense to generate more offense? Because if they could keep this up and get a little bit more offense going in the second half, I think they could definitely win this game.
This Red Knights team is being aggressive. I think Prep needs to match the aggression on offense if they want to if they want their defense to turn into offense more. The defense has been lights out. Their offense just needs to heat up. I really think just focusing on the dribble and drive and, like, not tipping the ball. They had a few sloppy turnovers in the first half. If they can clean that up, then they'll be on the road to winning.
So just 1:50 remaining here at halftime. Before we go back to another break and then eventually back to the game, I just want to get your thoughts on how this second half is going to go and what each coach do you think told their team in the locker room, how they're going to improve going into the second half.
Well, for Prep, I think they were a little happy at first, but they went straight to the business, like, told them to keep up the defense and to keep it and make sure that shots are falling. They really need the shots to fall if they want to pull away. Now, on the Red Knights end, if I was the coach, I'd be mad. They had these sloppy turnovers and fouls that they did not need it. If they can clean that up, then they can easily pull away with the victory.
That's going to do it here for our Hawk Talk at the half. Thank you so much to Mike McCann for joining me on today's episode. Once again, St. Joe's Prep is trailing the Red Knights of Reading High School 26-25. When we come back, we'll have all the second half of this game that you do not want to miss here in the first round of the PIAA State Tournament.
Hi, my name is Father Chuck Federico. I'm the Senior Director for Mission and Ministry here at St. Joe's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, home of St. Joe's Prep Sports.
DA got that dope.
is Dennis Hart, Director of Athletics at St. Joe's Prep. You're listening to WSJP, your home.
And welcome back to Custown University, which is the host site for our PIAA 6A state champion, state tournament first round game. I'm John Peters, joined by Stephen Tane. We are back here for the second half of basketball, where the Red Knights lead the Hawks 26-25. Rich Thomas now for the Hawks takes the ball, and the second half is underway, just two quarters away from determining the team that will go on and the team that will go home. Thomas now drives the paint, gets a good look, just cannot finish. Brian Gayton fights for the rebound, and a jump ball is going to go the way of the Red Knights.
Yeah, the Knights there weren't really guarding the paint. It was wide open, really, for Richard Thomas there. Good last-second defense from Moro Asumanu, and just unfortunate they didn't get the jump ball there. But so, I mean, hopefully it doesn't get worse for the Prep overall.
Well, Redding now drives in this time, and they're going to get a two to go. It was Adams. Mike talked about a lot of halftime as his expected player to break out, and Denham Adams starts out the second half with a score. Trevor Wall now for the Prep, trying to answer. Wall drives into the spin move, kicks it back out to Arizin, who fires the quarter. Jimmy King hasn't called his name too much today, or rather had a good first half though. Now fires Brian Gayton, misfires on the shot, and a travel called on Rich Thomas. The Saints Prep, just an awkward possession.
Yeah, I mean, the Brian Gayton struggles continue. I mean, a great pass from Richard Thomas. It looked like Gayton had a really open shot. It looked like it was a clever play. It just didn't work out for them. And again, you don't want to come out flat-footed in the second half of a state playoff game.
So a three fired up by Alcantara, it's no good. But Sancho's Prep players unable to grab the rebound as it goes out off them. It'll be inbounded by Chapman. He makes a really nice pass into the paint. And who else but Denham Adams, who's fouled on his way up for two.
Yeah, I mean, Denham Adams just using his – I mean, that was an example of Denham Adams just using his immense 6'5" frame. Again, I mentioned earlier he had 14 points and 13 rebounds in the last game they played in that district championship game they lost. So, I mean, definitely look for him to be a difference maker in that aspect within the paint.
So Denham Adams knocks down the first free throw. Has a chance to make this a 5-point game here. He can knock down the second. And he gets it to go. The St. Joe's Prep now. Jimmy King will look to inbound. Brian Gayton trapped in the corner. So it's a nice pass to get it out to King, and King's going to have to get this across court. So Trevor Wall now has the basketball, dribbles to his right. Wall now goes towards the baseline and decides to kick it back out to the top to Jimmy King. King fires to Rich Thomas, and a timeout called by St. Joe's Prep. 5:57 left to play here in the third quarter. St. Joe's Prep trails 30-25 to Reading High School, and we're going to take a quick break here on WSJP.
Hi, my name is Father Chuck Federico. I'm the Senior Director for Mission and Ministry here at St. Joe's Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, home of St. Joe's Prep Sports.
Hi, this is Bill Abington, Class of 90, Director of Communications and proud moderator of WSJP, the voice of St. Joseph's Prep.
So welcome back here to Cookstown University, where St. Joseph's Prep inbounds it. Oh, they lose it out of bounds right away, so that'll be a turnover, and it'll be Reading High School basketball. They'll now bring it down the court slowly. Number 5, Joey Chapman, dribbling around the top of the key. Chapman looking to move it out to the right. He does. He fires to Alcantara. Alcantara knocks down the three-pointer. 33-25 game, and it's a nice run. 7-0 here to start this second half.
Yeah, and that's especially a big three because Joey Chapman, not really known for his three-point shooting, more about his driving in game. And, I mean, it really just got the crowd into it, too. I mean, an 8-point lead, I mean, coming out hot in the third quarter, usually going to win basketball games that way. So,
and a really nice-sized crowd here today, filling up both sides and all the sections. Brian Gatens takes a three, misses left. A little bit short, too. Yeah, the crowd definitely on the side of Redding. This ball is tipped by Brian Gatens, who tried to take a charge. Instead, the ball just hit him in the leg and goes out of bounds. The Red Knights retain possession. 33-25, 4:43 left to go in the third, so plenty of time for St. Joe's Prep. They're going to need to stop this 7-0 run. The Red Knights are on. Red Knights swing across the court to Alcantara. Alcantara, step back. No good. Off the hands of Rodriguez, and St. Joe's Prep will get the ball.
Yeah, good fight for that rebound by Chris Ayers in there. Really lucky that the shot by Alcantara didn't go there. So, I mean, the Prep
so
stayed
King,
down 8 points.
He tries to inbound the basketball, steps on the line. That is not a good turnover for St. Joe's Prep. As trying to end the run, can't even inbound it before losing it. So, they're going to need to find a way to get the ball back and get some points. But first, it all comes with getting a stop right here. They hit it out to Alcantara, who's been red hot for three. He misses this one, but rebounded. No good once again. Osumanu. This time he loses the ball, and Trevor Wall gains possession, comes down for a layup, and knocks it down. What a sequence of events there. As Osumanu got the rebound, and then turned it over, and Trevor Wall, really good job of getting there.
Yeah, I mean, just to show that fight, that, you know, that determination that Trevor Wall has right there. Because it looks like Osumanu would have had it.
And he puts up a two, gets it to go. So he stays red hot. Brian Gatens being triple teamed now as he tries to cross half court. Gets it on a pass to Wall. Really aggressive defense here from the Red Knights, and they are trapping ball handler. Wall finds Jimmy King, who's open for two. Can't get this one to go. And a foul now called on Chris Arizin as he collided with Rodriguez after the rebound.
Yeah, just everything is currently going wrong for the Prep here. When you have fouls like that and a wide-open missed shot there from Jimmy King, Jimmy King has played well as of late with shooting the ball and being more of an offensively productive player rather than just on defense mainly. So, I mean, you know, bad goes to worse for the Prep in this third quarter.
So a kick ball violation now on Trevor Wall as he was trying to force a player into a trap. It'll be retained by the Red Knights. Well, the inbound goes to Denham Adams. And Adams hands this one off to Jose Barea. Correa fires across to Joey Chapman. Chapman drives in and kicks it open to a wide-open Daniel Alcantara, who hits the two. A really nice pass by Chapman. And Alcantara, a strong finish. The lead is now 10 with 3 minutes left to play here in the third quarter. And a timeout called by Coach Speedy Morris of St. Joe's Prep. We're going to keep it right here this time. Steven, an absolute explosion so far to start this second half. An early third quarter by the Red Knights. What have they done to come out and get the spark going?
Well, I mean, that three from Joey Chapman was huge, John. It really just got the team going because beforehand the lead was only 3-5 points, but you add on the three with Chapman, not really a prolific three-point shooter, especially as of late, and he knocks that three down. Now it's an 8-point lead. And just talk about just that beautiful pass from him to Daniel Alcantara. I mean, it's almost like the roles were flipped because you would expect Chapman really to be in the paint and Alcantara to be feeding the ball into him within the paint, because Alcantara is mainly a three-point shooter. So just stuff like that. I mean, everyone is clicking on all cylinders, and there's really nothing the Prep can do to stop them, whether it be inside the paint, outside the paint, defensively, the Prep's turning the ball over. I mean, they really need to get something going, and this timeout is really important. Speedy better have something drawn up to get some guaranteed points here.
You know, you wonder how much of a factor the fatigue could have has on St. Joe's Prep right now. I mean, just look at the two teams. The Red Knights, they've had 9 different players in the game. St. Joe's Prep, they've had 5. They haven't subbed a single time. That depth that the Red Knights have, I mean, that's going to be a huge advantage for them in this second half. And Coach Marth, I mean, there's no such thing as having enough timeouts to make up for not being able to let your player get a rep. So the inbound goes to Trevor Wall. Wall kicks the errors at the top of the key. Rich Thomas now fires him to the corner where Wall is, and Wall goes for a tough finish, and he's fouled on his way up. So that'll be 2 shots at the free throw line. And this is exactly what you need, a chance to get some easy points.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things is just getting to the free throw line. That's probably the easiest way to get points. I mean, but what's been really good with Reading, again, they're a really great defensive team, and part of the thing on defense, and it isn't really talked about, is just not fouling people and just getting away with things clean and, you know, playing a clean game, because, you know, people don't realize, like, the fouls, they start to add up, and eventually you start giving up points like this. And so, I mean, the first time the Prep have even been at the free throw line tonight, so, I mean, they definitely need to have more of that if they want to cut into this lead.
So Trevor Wall goes 100% from the line, makes it an 8-point game as the Red Knights now come down the court. The pass goes into the paint, it's tipped by Arizin, and Rich Thomas gets the steal. Trevor Wall now heading down for a quick bucket, and he finishes nicely, flips the defenders right down the middle and makes this just a 6-point game. So St. Joe's Prep now starting to get a little momentum themselves, maybe. Step and kick out to a wide open Jose Barea. He decides to pass up the 3 and slows it down as he fires to Alcantara. And Alcantara gives it to Chapman to start up a new play at the top of the key. We hit the 2-minute mark here in the third quarter. 37-31 Red Knights, as Joey Chapman is taking his good old time dribbling around at the top of the key, and he's going to make Jimmy King go out and play him. Rich Thomas now on the ball handler, Jose Barea. He's kind of just messing around at the top of the key, running clock. Chapman now actually starts to make a move, goes into the inside, but out of bounds, called on Rodriguez before he could catch the pass. So Redding's going to make a bunch of substitutions here, get some fresh legs on the court. The St. Joe's Prep will have the ball.
Yeah, huge defensive possession right there for the Prep, really holding their own. I mean, you know, Chapman and Alcantara out there really just running clock, but, you know, the most deflating thing would have been if they scored on that, because, you know, not only run off clock and you score, but getting a stop really shows that the Prep, they're not ready to go away yet, as they're only trail by 6.
A foul called on Redding there. Not sure exactly who they called, but a timeout now called by Redding. It's a full timeout, so we're going to take a break here on WSJP. 104 left to play here in the third quarter. Redding leads 37-31.
Hi, I'm history teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.
Ivan the producer.
Hi, this is Father John Swope, class of 72 and president of St. Joseph's Prep, and you are listening to WSJP.
And welcome back to Touchdown University with just a minute to play here in this third quarter. St. Joseph's Prep will inbound it. And Chris Erez now goes up for two, and he does not knock it down.
Yeah, I mean, great defense there from Osumanu there. I mean, Chris Erez tried to pump fake, get him jumping in the air. It just didn't work. The one thing you can really appreciate from the Knights is that they really anticipate what the Prep is trying to do offensively, and that's why they're on top in this game.
So Joey Chapman kicks it out to Rodriguez. Rodriguez passed up the open three, as the Red Knights could be holding for one here with just 20 seconds to play in the third quarter. Taking the time, especially since the Prep forces pressure, and that's going to force a bad pass and a turnover on the Red Knights. Really good job there by Brian Gayton and Chris Erison to force that bad pass. And St. Joseph's Prep now will have the opportunity for the last shot with 15 seconds to play.
Yeah, I mean, the Knights have really, always used that double team and triple team constantly. Well, the Prep haven't even done that. They've just tried to guard people man on man. So
with 4 seconds left, Trevor Walls drives and is fouled on his way up for two. So 3.5 seconds and Trevor Wall will be at the free throw line. Try and cut this deficit a little bit more right before halftime. Right before the fourth quarter, rather. We've got a tight game, 37-31. But St. Joe's Prep just trying to make it a one-score game. We're closer to that, but Wall misses the first free throw.
Yeah, I mean, Trevor Wall, usually a great free throw shooter, but again, he has been prone sometimes to miss them in, like, when the free throws really matter and in those clutch situations.
So Wall knocks down the second free throw, and 3 seconds left. The Red Knights come down the court. The shot is not up in time by Chapman. So the end of the third quarter, 37-32, the Reading Red Knights lead the St. Joe's Prep Hawks. I'm John Pease, joined by Stephen Kane from Touchdown University, and we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have the fourth quarter of this very close game.
This is Mr. Patrinoni, English teacher and golf coach. Hope you're enjoying the golden voices of the best crew in radio, WSJP Prep Sports Radio.
WSJP, your home for St. Joe's Prep sports year-round, only on Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back to Kutztown University. I'm John Pease, joined by Stephen Kane at St. Joe's Prep. Inbounds this one to Trevor Wall, and we are underway with the fourth quarter of basketball here from Kutztown University, 37-32. The Hawks trail. Chris Erison took up a mid-ranger, no good. Rebounded by Denham Adams, it looks like, but a jump ball forced by Chris Erison. It'll go in favor of Reading, though.
That pass from Richard Thomas to Chris Erison, I mean, just the little things. Chris Erison kind of fumbled with the ball a little bit rather than just shoot it right away. It didn't go right into his hands. He almost kind of lost control of it, and then he didn't get the shot off and ended up leading to that whole sequence there.
So Rich Thomas this time gets a steal off the inbound and passes to Trevor Wall, who knocks down the layup. 37-34 now, a one-possession game here at Kutztown University. Rene Rodriguez sitting with it at the top, hands it off to Joey Chapman. Chapman just dribbling around with it, not being pressured much at all, if at all, by St. Joe's Prep before they'll finally step up a little bit. Richard Thomas taking their time before they work it back open. They had the three, but they didn't take it. It's Rodriguez before finally they drive in. And they are fouled. It'll be Daniel Alcantara going to the line for two.
Yeah, and what a game from Rainey Rodriguez he's having. Usually he's struggled a bit and has really only averaged 4 points. He's more of a defensive player, but tonight he's had 7, and now he's going to the line and hoping to increase this night's lead.
So the first free throw from Alcantara is good. That makes it 38-34. Alcantara misses the second one, though, and it's rebounded by Chris Harrison. Harrison kicks out to Trevor Wall. Oh, now have a fast break. Wall drives in, goes up for two. No good. Rebounded it coming down the court. It's Joey Chapman, but Chapman double dribbles, and it's a turnover. St. Joe's Prep will gain possession. Joey Chapman, a bad turnover right there.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like every time the Knights try to break away, just some turnover happens. That's really been the story for both teams, honestly. Poor travel there by him.
Chris Harrison drives and misses an open layup. Fortunately for him, he gets his own rebound and puts it back up. A nice effort there. After he missed that layup, he knew he had to get it back, and he did a good job of making amends by hitting the second one. And just prep. This time is going to be called for a foul as Osumanu, it looks like, went up for a layup. Trevor Wall, it was called for the foul.
But still, it's all about the little things with Brian Gatens. Even though he still ended up committing a shooting foul on the 6'6" Osumanu, what still matters is that at least it wasn't an and-one there, and at least his defensive effort was enough to at least disrupt Osumanu's shot. And, you know, an and-one would really give this team momentum. So
they still get two as Osumanu hits them both at the line. And St. Joe's Prep, a bad turnover for Brian Gaten. Joey Chapman popped right into the passing lane and picked that one off. Sammy fires out Alcantara for three. He knocks it down. And Alcantara continues to absolutely terrorize St. Joe's Prep, his 19th point of the game. What a three, and he is going off right now.
Yeah, he really is. I mean, you know, coming into it, he was one of the two primary shooters for the Knights, and I mean, specifically on that play, it was just the Prep was just too worried about Osumanu again breaking open and getting free and exposing a hole in the paint. They forgot about Alcantara. And just a really nice three. I mean, and he knew it was going in. The crowd is really very pro-Redding. They're very, you know, they're cheering, they're dancing right now. Definitely the Prepper at a low point, certainly. They're down by 7. So,
as you said, this crowd really feeding into the energy that this team's playing with. And you're seeing it in their level of play. And Alcantara right now, though, he is in a different place. I mean, he's terrorizing from three at the paint, at the free throw line. How can St. Joe's Prep try to not stop this guy, at least limit him so they can crawl their way back down by 7 right now, 5:50 to play?
Yeah, they really need to find a way to limit him specifically, because usually the Knights are very balanced in their scoring, especially in their season stats. A lot of guys average like 10, 11, 12 points. But here, I mean, it's mainly Daniel Alcantara and then a couple points from Chapman and Jose Barea, and Rene Rodriguez, but mainly Daniel Alcantara has just really gone off, and he's the reason really why they're up by 7 points right now.
Alcantara also only a sophomore, so he's going to have a promising career ahead at Reading High School. Pedro Prep
Chris Arizin fires the three. He airballs this one short. And the pass goes all the way down the court to Adams and Denham. Adams, a strong finish with Chris Arizin right on him. Makes this one a 9-point lead. It's St. Joe's Prep, 5:20 to play now. All of a sudden got to close on a pretty big gap. Arizin misses the layup. Gayton gets a rebound, misses two. And Arizin goes back up for an and one. Really strong finish there by Chris Arizin.
Yeah, I mean, really good there. Good feed by Brian Gatens to him there on that fast break. Really just trying to make something happen as he goes to the line. You know, the Prep are really trying to cut into this lead, certainly. Chris Arizin has really played well throughout. I mean, you know, 5 points, but, I mean, he's gotten a ton of rebounds. He's really been active on in ways that the stat sheet really can't show.
So he hits the free throw. And the end one is complete. Chris Arizin, a guy that came here as a small forward and has had to switch to a bigger role each year. So this year he is the starting center. An offensive foul there called as Brian Gayton takes the charge. A really good job there by Gayton. And Osumanu is going to be charged with the foul. St. Joe's Prep now will have the ball. Jimmy King inbounds to Rich Thomas. This time not being full court press, a little bit of half court pressure though being applied. Trevor Wall slowing things down as he fires to Rich Thomas. Thomas works it back to Arizin, who's at the top of the key. Ryan Gayton dribbling around. They just have plenty of time to close a 6-point gap. That's definitely not the concern right now. And Rich Thomas is fouled by number 22, Denham Adams.
Yeah, the Prep are really trying something new on offense. They have Richard Thomas even handling and running the offense at the top of the key. But nothing was really opening up for them there, so we'll see if they can get it done.
So Chris Arizin now with the ball at baseline, hands it off to Trevor Wall. Wall drives into the paint. Wall blocked by number 34, Osumanu. And they're going to get possession here with 4:14 left to play. A really nice play by Osumanu.
Yeah, Osumanu is just really great at blocking people and really being a good defensive paint presence. And Brian Gayton's nearly had a rebound, and he would have had an open layup if he just caught the ball, but it unfortunately went through his fingers, and now the Knights have
Alcantara, who's a contested three, no good, almost made it. Just rimmed out a little bit, rebounded by Trevor Wall. And Wall gets called with a carry as he lost control, trying to do a bit of a 360 move dribbling. And it's going to be possession now for the Red Knights with 3:47 here to play.
Yeah, and the whole matchup with Trevor Wall against Mora Osumanu really just shows that the Knights did their homework. They knew that the Prep are very Trevor Wall dependent, and the Knights were like, you know what, why don't we just put our biggest, strongest, best defender on him, regardless of, you know, the positions not matching up, obviously, because Osumanu is the center and Trevor Wall's a point guard, but, and he's really done a great job. I mean, you know, really, and not even just in this game, but throughout this whole season, pretty much, he's just dominated. He had 2 blocks in the district semifinals game, and he had 2 blocks also against Allentown Central Catholic. So he's definitely a force to be reckoned with, not just offensively, but also defensively.
Most certainly. And with just 3:47 left to play in this game, St. Joe's Prep finds themselves down by 6. What do they need to do to come back?
They really just need to not really be afraid to try to experiment new things. Have Richard Thomas bring up the ball. Have Brian Gaines bring up the ball. Jimmy King, really anybody. Just try to deviate from your normal offensive pattern. Bring out everything because, you know, this could be it. This could be, you know, the end of the season right here.
Yes, it could, Steven. And St. Joe's Prep fearing that, as well as Coach Speedy Morrison's potential last game, the legendary Philadelphia coach.
one zest here by the Red Knights. St. Joe's Prep playing some aggressive defense. A little bit too aggressive, though, as a foul is called on Chris Erison.
Yeah, they're really trying to body them in the paint there. I mean, the Knights are really trying to wear down the Prep and really try to wear them out overall and really try to chew up clock. And right now they're doing that, so.
They are, in fact, as the clock approaching that three-minute mark, Alcantara almost shot a three. Instead, he passed it back to Chapman. Kind of been the catalyst for this hold-the-ball movement. They're just trying to get some pressure to take it, but really struggling to do that. As the three-ball goes up from Berea, no good, but a rebound by Adams. Adams misses, and it's going to be St. Joseph's Prep basketball now. Almost really let that get bad with Adams coming in to get that board, but fortunately for the Hawks, he could not finish.
Again, you know, Brea really could have put the game away right there with a three. I mean, certainly, but great stand by the Prep, and good on them for getting the rebound and or not getting the rebound, but forcing a turnover and trying to get this game closer.
So, St. Joe's Prep is going to get the ball back after a quick turnover by the Red Knights. 2:20 left to play. They still trail by six. Trevor Wall taking the ball down the court, trying to find his team's way back in it. I mean, Rich Thomas has not been guarded from three all night. If he could start taking some of them and knocking them down, it would really help the Hawks offense. Instead, Brian Gaten takes a contested two, and it's no good. The Red Knights now, just 2 minutes to play, are fouled by Jimmy King, and the Hawks had one more foul to give, but the next foul, they will be shooting free throws.
Yeah, it's really imperative that they don't get another foul and really wear this, you know, and just make it even easier for the Knights overall. Because one thing that is really astounding with them is just their free throw shooting. So, yeah, certainly.
So, St. Joe's Prep gets it back on a steal. Chris Harrison for three. Does not go. Fouled by Brian Gatens immediately after. So, with a minute 47 still, St. Joe's Prep already sending the Red Knights to the free throw line.
Yeah, that three from Chris Harrison was wide open right there. No reason he shouldn't have made it, especially if you really want to get back into this game. Now you're playing the free throw game, which is something that no team ever really wants to do at this point, this late in the game.
The first free throw by Alcantara is good. I mean, this kid just does not miss, so I feel like if there's one kid on the court you don't want to send to the free throw line, it might be him.
Yeah, and the Knights knew that pretty much. The moment Chris Harrison missed that three and the moment they got that rebound, they knew to give it to Alcantara because he just is a deep-range dead-eye, and he can drive in the paint, and he's just unstoppable in all facets of his offensive and defense.
As you'd expect from the way he's performed so far, he makes the second one, too. And now, St. Joe's Prep's Trevor Wall is going to have to pull a three. He can't get it to go. A little teammate boxing out teammate action going on by the Red Knights, which will lead to St. Joe's Prep keeping the ball. So they got lucky there. I mean, that easily could have been Red Knights basketball, but it's a little collision between two teammates trying to get the rebound. Give the Hawks a second chance. Pass out to Brian Gaten. Gaten for three, and he gets it to go. So that'll cut this one down to 5 points. A big make by Brian Gaten, and a timeout called by Coach Speedy Morris. It's a full timeout, meaning we're going to take a quick break here on WSJP. Do not leave, though, because when we come back, the final 93 seconds of basketball in this 5-point state playoff game.
Hi, my name is Christopher Purtis, English teacher at St. Joe's Prep. And when I can't make it to the game, I make sure to tune in to WSJP so I can follow all of the action.
everybody. I'm Frank Raffa, teacher of Spanish and French at the Prep, and you're listening to WSJP, Prep Sports Radio.
And welcome back to Kutztown University. I'm John Pease, joined by Stephen Kane. We have one amazing game going on right here with a heck of a finish brewing so far. It's a 47-42 game in favor of the Red Knights. St. Joe's Prep just going to try to find their way back into this one. Down by five, we just got a three ball from the Hawks, so definitely need to just find a way to get it back and keep shooting hot from three.
Yeah, finally, Brian Gaten's made a huge three coming off the swing pass. Really nice there. Knocked it down, and he wasn't totally open too, which was, you know, which will really boost his confidence even more as the shot was even harder to make in a way. So
another timeout now called. So we're just going to keep it right here this time. No basketball played in between these two full timeouts, but instead we'll keep it here. So for St. Joe's Prep, one of the biggest storylines I think coming into this game is they haven't had Mike Keenan. They didn't have him for the last game, and they don't have him tonight. How much of an impact do you think that's had on this offense?
It's definitely made them more field goal independent rather than the three-point line, because you lose Mike Keenan, arguably your best shooter, the guy who is solely, you know, is mainly dependent on his three-point game. That's pretty much how they're affected offensively. I would say defensively, it really kind of strengthens them a bit because you have Richard Thomas, who's taller and a better defender in a way. So it kind of helps them in these situations, especially when you really need to keep the game close and get some good offense when you need it by having Thomas drive in for some buckets.
I think the other aspect of it, though, is that usually when Mike Keenan's out there, they've got Rich Thomas on the bench. So Brian Gaten, Mike Keenan, they're usually able to sub out a little bit throughout the game. And so is Rich Thomas. He gets some time on the bench. And I think you're seeing the effects of the fatigue of not being subbed out a single time in a four-quarter, eight-minute-per-quarter basketball game. I think the St. Joe's Prep team is really tired. And Red Knights, this team is so good and so deep that they've been able to sub out in every single group they brought out there. It's played really well tonight. And St. Joe's Prep now is going to foul, send the Red Knights to the free throw line. They missed the first free throw, so St. Joe's Prep now a chance to really close this deficit.
Yeah, big rebound there from Chris Ayers. And you know, it was a 1-1, missed free throw, and the Prep got the ball back there.
A brutal turnover by St. Joe's Prep's going to give it right back to the Red Knights. This time it'll be Berea going to shoot the free throw. They just had a chance there, Steven, to make this a one-possession game. Either way, a bucket at that would have made it a one-possession game because they missed both free throws, but now a chance to extend the lead even bigger for the Red Knights. And Berea hits the first free throw.
Yeah, and it really hurt them because say they make something, a two-pointer or a three-pointer there, it's a one-possession game, as you said, and it kind of gets them out of this free throw game where they have to foul because you forced a nice score. So now it's really tough for the Prep to come back with a minute left.
So Berea goes ahead and makes the second free throw as well. The next foul on the Hawks will be a guaranteed two free throws. And they also have no timeouts left. Trevor Wall kicks out to Rich Thomas, who attempts a three. Thomas' shot, no good, it's short, and a foul called on Brian Gaten as he went for the rebound. It'll be two shots at the line here for the Red Knights. Not yet determined who it is shooting, but they've got a chance now to make this a 9-point game if they go ahead and make both of these.
Yeah, I mean, the Knights really knew what the Prep wanted there. They were pretty much in desperation, panic mode offense. Trevor Wall tried driving in recklessly. That didn't work. Tried kicking it out to Brian Gaten. That didn't work. And then you go to Richard Thomas, and he wasn't open either. Curls up a contested three, and it doesn't go. And that's just the way it is. And, you know, now it seems like the Knights are just going to continue this lead and move on to the second round.
Well, especially when it's Daniel Alcantara, the who you foul. I mean, those are just two guaranteed points as he knocks them both down. 9 points. Trevor Wall, step back three. He gets this one to go, so
They're not done yet. It's Trevor Wall. Really nice shot and foul right away by Rich Thomas. 42 seconds to go. This Steven, I would tell the audience at home to get prepared for the longest 42 seconds of their lives.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, you know, when you have a talent like Trevor Wall, we've really been blessed to have him these past couple years, really being the leader of the team overall, the starting point guard. And, you know, really, that's just a great example of him just taking matters into his own hands, making a step back three. Really nothing, no play drawn up. It was just one-on-one basketball, and he knocked down the three. And we'll see. A missed free throw here. So we'll see if the prep can maybe call their way back into this.
Yeah, Rodriguez missed the first. He makes the second. So that ensures this is a three-possession game. As Trevor Wall brings it down the court for the Hawks, they need quick buckets. Wall, another step-back three, a little bit short, and rebounded by Alcantara. And they're going to have to foul Alcantara. 30 seconds left to go here. 52-45, the Red Knights lead, and they've got their best player at the free-throw line.
Yeah, Daniel Alcantara, 25 points right now. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous, to be honest. 4-for-11. He's made 4 threes. He's 4-for-5 and 2s made. I mean, he's been everywhere, essentially. I mean, you can't go without talking about this Knights team without Daniel Alcantara right now. And he's really stepped up for them today.
He hits the first free throw. Daniel Alcantara now for the second one. And he knocked it down. The whistle's blown at St. Joe's Prep now. Nine-point deficit, 29.8 seconds. Trevor Wall's going to bring it up the court. Wall fires to Brian Gayton. Gayton passes to Chris Ayers, and they got Trevor Wall open in the corner. Wall doesn't get the three to go, and it's rebounded by Brian Gayton. Gayton goes up for two. Can't get the two to go, and it's rebounded, and Rich Thomas for St. Joe's Prep's going to foul, but 9-point deficit, just 13 seconds left to go. The odds are starting to look insurmountable. The crowd now roars for the Red Knights.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Gayton just didn't expect to get the rebound after that Trevor Wall three-point corner three attempt that was missed. And Gayton kind of hesitated. He just went right up with it. He would have knocked it down and, you know, wouldn't have done much. It would have made it a 7-point game. But, I mean, that miss and that great closeout by Rady Rodriguez there really pretty much sealed the deal. And the prep looked like they're going home today.
So Rodriguez misses the second free throw, but they get their own rebound with Denham Adams. Now he'll be shooting two free throws. 11.1 seconds and a 10-point game. Denham Adams looking to expand upon the lead here. Knocks down the first. Just the silence now, and you can see the expression on the faces of the Hawks players. All this one is going down right now. Jimmy King inbounds Brian Gayton. Gayton coming down the court, pulls a quick three. Gayton's shot is no good. Errors and gets the rebound. And St. Joe's Prep will not foul, so the clock strikes zero here in this one. With our final score, Reading Red Knight 57, St. Joe's Prep Hawks 45, here in the first round of the state PIAA tournament. A tough loss for St. Joe's Prep. We're going to have a quick recap here. So just, what are your overall thoughts here on that game?
Yeah, definitely it was a tough loss for the Prep, just because it was a winnable game. I mean, as simple as that. You just look at the box score and you'll see. I mean, it was a 1-point game at halftime, a 6 or 7 point game at the end of the third quarter. The Prep were really lurking throughout. And even under 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So, I mean, this is definitely a winnable one, and this will definitely sting for a while for these Prep players.
It definitely will. And for St. Joe's Prep, just 36% shooting from the field today. Couldn't get it done when they needed to most. Their three-point shot, they actually shot too low there, 31%. And this is a team that relies really heavily on the threes. Just couldn't knock down those shots today. And I think that's what really had a big impact on tonight's score.
Yeah, they really did struggle with the threes. I mean, you talk about 5 and 16 and 6 and 15 overall. 5 for 16 was the prep in three pointers, while the Knights were 6 for 15. You know, while that looks pretty similar, I mean, it just shows that, you know, again, like, you know, that just that the Knights were just way more consistent, and that, you know, they knew how to really exploit the paint when they needed to. And I mean, overall, I mean, they had more depth than the Prep, to be honest. I mean, when you have Denham Harris coming off the bench, one of your best players, it's, you know, it's tough to compete with that. So,
yeah, and for St. Joe's Prep, three seniors starters in tonight's lineup would have been four if it weren't for the injury to Mike Keenan. So definitely going to be a shakeup team next year, and it'll be a shakeup WSJP covering them, as a lot of seniors on tonight's court moving on next year. But one of the things that I actually want to talk about is Coach Speedy Morris, and tonight his last, or this afternoon rather, his final game here at St. Joe's Prep, as he announced back in December of 2019 that he would be retiring at the conclusion of the season. I mean, what a career it's been, and what a run at St. Joe's Prep it's been for the coach.
Yeah, it'll be tough to see him go. I mean, he's coached this Prep team for so long, and, you know, I mean, you know, the accolades for him are astounding. You know, a thousand plus wins, you know, coached for all these years, really just being an integral part of this Prep basketball team. He'll definitely be missed, certainly.
Yeah, it's been a great run here for the amazing head coach, but once again, our final score here tonight, 57-45, the Hawks fell to Reading High School. And just overall, any final thoughts on this game?
Definitely just looking forward to next year, you know, seeing guys like Jimmy King, Richard Thomas, like they'll be the leaders next year. Obviously, this basketball team is losing a lot of seniors. You know, definitely, one of the things that I think that the Prep can take away from this is their need for depth and how important it is. You know, you could have a top player but not have a bench and be an average team. But, you know, it's all about having a bunch of players that really gel well and, you know, aren't really that good without each other. You know, they're only good when they're together and when they're a team. And, you know, that stuff's just really important. And, you know, they really need to have a 7-8-man roster, 9-man roster to really go deep in the PCL and state playoffs for next year.
So before we sign off, just want to thank everyone who tuned in this season to St. Joe's Prep Basketball for supporting the team and supporting WSJP. Once again, our final score here tonight, 57-45 in favor of the Red Knights. They topped St. Joe's Prep Hawks in a tough game, score definitely further apart than the game was. I mean, we were at 3 points with 50 seconds left to go. We had a really good game here tonight and definitely fortunate to be able to broadcast it. So just overall, once again, 57-45 here, St. Joe's Prep, the end of their 2019-2020 basketball season, the end of Speedy Morris's high school coaching career. Definitely will be missed at St. Joe's Prep, and the end of our coverage of St. Joe's Prep basketball here on WSJP. So for everyone who tuned in, thank you. 57-45, our final score, St. Joe's Prep falls. I'm John Pease, joined by Stephen Kane and Mike McKeon. And we want to thank you all for tuning in, and go Prep.
Hi, I'm history teacher Bill Connors, and you're listening to WSJP.